Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, Lauren, and Danny. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Woo!
Welcome back to episode 7 of
the Cimarelli Podcast.
Thank you so much for joining us. Today's episode title is... Okay, well, I guess that's it then.
That's a long title.
The longest title we've ever had. Also happens to be track 7 on our album,
with Bad Girls Club. If you didn't know, is the number of God, so it's probably a great song.
Love it.
Very.
So, what is that? Never mind.
Because God created the world in 7 days.
What does that say about track number 6?
Yeah, that's what
let's not talk about that.
I think we should hear the song so we can kick off this episode. Hit it, Peggy.
Between us, and so nonchalantly after you make sure I'm okay with you leaving me this way. You say. Okay, well, I guess that's it then. Okay, well, I guess that's it then. All we are is a burnt out shooting star. We reach the end, you're kissing my friend. I guess that's it.
Wow.
Yeah, Danny.
Who could have written a lot of those harmonies?
Who could have written that entire song?
Probably God.
Probably. That's cool.
God's daughter.
The theme of today with that song is about moving on, the moment when you realize something
is dead, done with,
accepting that it's finally over, you know, things like that. So we're going to talk about today. It's going to be pretty juicy, unlike the chicken I ate today that was so dry.
Oh.
I just thought about that for a sec. I'm still mad
when
about it.
When you shade your chicken.
Yeah, I cooked it, so it was my fault.
Still
but it
salty.
It was frozen. Okay, whatever. It wasn't my fault. So before we get into it, I just want to thank our sponsor today, which is Ginger Shots.
Ginger Shots!
Hey. I want to say thank you for sponsoring this episode. We love you. We love Ginger Shots.
I like Ginger Shots for those days when I'm not really feeling so hot physically, not really emotionally, physically. When I, you know, you're just like tired and like maybe you're getting sick or like your body's
your
just like
hurts.
Not okay. Your throat hurts. Like any stuff like that. Like you just take one of these and they're so small and it's an intense experience because you know, it's ginger. But it's so like, ooh, it just like, it like wakes you up and like it feels really good.
Mm-hmm. I really do feel the effects after I take it. I notice like a little more energy.
Yeah. Like it's great.
Thank you, Ginger Shots. We love you. If you're a person who likes to be a little healthy, you know, aka you value your life, you should add something like this into your health. What's the word?
Regimen.
Your health regimen. Boom!
Routine.
Yeah.
Everyone, toast. We're not drinking, but
I will.
Cheers.
Woo!
Cheers!
We'll drink it next time.
To the ginger shot.
I'm taking mine.
All right, guys. It's time for highs and lows.
Pits and peaks.
I'm pits and peaks.
Right. Oh, you're pits and
peaks. Hits and misses.
Hits and misses.
You win some, you lose some.
Neediest to greediest.
Let's do neediest to greediest. So we'll start with Lisa. We'll go around.
She's an idiot.
I will not diss her back.
I'm really mad that she took
my
title.
I'm a good person. Unlike her. Oh, wait. That was a diss. Let's see. I was sure. Okay.
Come on.
The high, I'll say that my high turned into a low.
Oh.
Because the general week, I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of plans, you know, went out, had some late nights, you know, this kind of action. Whoa. But then that turned into mornings where you wake up and you're just like, wow, I wish I would have slept a little more. So my highs were like fun nights, you know, out dancing. My lows were the day after when I tried to physically recover. Yeah, I needed one of these.
She's right. Hit us.
Oh, gosh. My low is right now. No offense. It's not the podcast. It's my raging... My low is right now, not the podcast, but my raging anxiety attack. For reasons unbeknownst to everyone except me. And my high was not the weekend. I thought it was the weekend. It wasn't. I don't know, honestly. Sometime during the week, probably, but I don't remember when.
Well, Lauren? That's good.
Oh, yeah. Thursday night. Thursday night was a great night. That was my
Wait, pause. Lisa, your collar slipped off.
Oh, yeah, I did. I went like, oh, we are is a bunch. And I forgot to.
Oh, my gosh. I was trying to go.
Don't.
Anyway.
Laura?
My high was yesterday. I went to brunch with these two. I invited every one of my siblings and nobody came except for them.
I was fired.
Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, whatever. And then my low was last night I cried a lot.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Sad.
Me. Oh. Sad.
I relate.
I relate.
Okay.
Who can relate?
Woo!
My high was when I retaught my boyfriend how to play. What's it called?
A Thousand the Miles.
Piano. Playing. A Thousand Miles on the piano was really fun. And my low was I had a giant, maybe it's similar to Lauren, had a giant mental breakdown.
Relatable.
The other day. And I was like, well, this wasn't probably the same. I was like, wow, my personality is horrible. Everyone hates me.
What?
No one will want to be around me.
Lame. That was lame.
False.
Fake.
Okay. My high was I went to my friend's house and we had this big dinner and it was just like, oh, community, love,
definitely,
you know,
community.
All the good things. And my low was I actually had a really good week and it was very hard for me to scrounge around for a low, which is, you know, usually I can find a low pretty easy. So good week. But I had a really like low morning, maybe it was a day, when I was just kind of questioning my life and everything. And I was like, what's the meaning? And I was just on a walk and I was listening to sad songs. Then I listened to happy songs. So I guess it turned into a high.
Wow. Okay, so I've had a lot of time to think, you know. My low, well, my low was a few, like this, the weekend before this weekend, when I cried in the dark for a while. So that was nice. It was good. It was needed. It was real needed. I was in the Sad Girls Club. Really bad.
Wait, what shirt are you wearing?
I'm wearing this Sad Girls Club t-shirt that just blessed me. It really expresses my emotions. Yeah,
did it bless you from...
Where did you happen to get it from?
SimmerlyMusic.com/store?
Yeah. SimmerlyMusic.com/store.
Wow.
Anyway, and then that was my low. And then my high was... Well, my high got turned into a low, too, because it was the dinner, but then I ate way too much, and I had the most raging stomach ache of my life. So, yeah, it was bad.
That is wild.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing, ladies. Let's move on to the fan question.
Oh, yeah. Actually the spicy advice question. That's what I like to call it. Yeah.
The spicy advice question.
So the question is... How to deal with losing friends.
I've got advice on this. I've lost a lot of
Who's
friends.
Who's got something?
Oh, gosh.
I have a lot of advice because I've gone through this many a time.
Give it to us, Peggy.
Okay. So losing a friend is akin to a massive breakup because that person, you might have even been closer to them than someone that you're dating.
Oh,
because
yeah.
you
yeah.
literally go to them for everything. You talk to them about everything. Like, losing friends is one of the worst things that we go through. And I think the typical protocol is much like a breakup in the sense that there's a long mourning process. You have to grieve. You have to cry. You have to be sad. You have to just... live in that. And then you have to say, why did this friend, like, what happened? Did I do something wrong? Did they do something wrong? Did we grow apart? Do they have the qualities that it takes to be a real friend to me?
Yes.
Do they bring me joy or do they bring me pain? And then you write it down, do a little journaling exercise, and then you make some goals. Like, okay, what kind of a friend do I want now? What do I learn from this situation? Did I learn that I need someone more supportive? Or do I learn that I need someone, you know, who's a little less, a little less up in my grill, you know? Who knows? Or maybe sometimes they just disappear out of nowhere and then you go, oh, okay. And then you gotta say, okay, well, start over again. So that's my advice.
That was good advice. Yeah, I really like
that. Good job.
I would say as you get older, it gets easier to lose friends. I know that's kind of weird. You don't turn into like a cyborg or anything. But I think as you get older, you kind of realize that, you know, for everything, there's a time. There's a season. Sometimes people come into your life for like a short period of time, and that is okay. You don't have to always have a friend forever. And if you lose a friend, that doesn't invalidate the fact that you might have had a really good friendship with them. But maybe you just grew apart and you're on two different paths now, and now you can't even relate to that person. So you guys being friends is kind of awkward anyway. Like, that's happened to me with a few people, and I was really sad about it at first. Like, why do they hate me? What did I do wrong? Like, you know, you just kind of blame yourself. But then I kind of realized just with a few people, like, we just grew apart, and they're living a different life, and that's totally fine. Like, I have other friends that are good, and I'm just going to focus on them. So you kind of just have to get to a place where you can get to an attitude of letting go and just accepting new people will come.
An attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I've learned, I can definitely speak on this subject. I lost lots of friends in my life. But specifically, I lost one friend recently, my very, very, very best friend. And I learned, I'm still very sad about it. I think about it every day. But I learned that people change a lot. People literally, just because they're one type of person, that point in time does not mean they're going to be that person forever. Like, people can literally change their entire, like, their values, the way they treat people, the way that they see the world, the way they see themselves. Like, it can all change, like, in front of your eyes, and that happened to me. So I would say, be honest with yourself and don't, like, idealize this friend as you do with people who you used to date. Like, sometimes you look back and you're like, oh, they were so good, they were so perfect, and maybe they were really great to you, but that doesn't really matter, because if that person is no longer in existence, then you're missing something that doesn't exist. So I would say, be honest with yourself. And
it's almost like they died.
Wait, yeah, I relate to that. It's like, I miss the person that I used to know, but you have to acknowledge they're not there anymore.
So you really have to ask yourself. And honestly, it's really therapeutic to talk to the friend about it. I did that. I literally cried on the phone with this person, like, you don't exist anymore, this sucks, like, I miss you, but, like, that's all I can do. Like, it felt really good to be honest with her and to let it all go, lay it online, whatever, be honest with myself, but eventually you just have to move on and let it go, because people change and certain people can't be in your life forever. And honestly, if someone's not in your life anymore, it's probably for a reason, and it was probably for the best.
Yeah, and so, also, a really great way to stay active in your friend's life, even though they don't exist, is through prayer. Because when I lost one of my friends in the summer, then I literally just prayed for them every day, and it made me feel more, it made me feel like closer to them, connected, even though it wasn't like a thing.
Yeah, I thought you were not, like, ready to let go.
I thought you were going to say, I didn't think you were going to say it. It's like, a way to stay active in your friend's life is to work out with them.
Stay active.
Oh, I thought you were going to say stalk their social media.
Yeah, me too. I was like, no.
Just pray, you know, put in a good word with the Lord.
I hope you're somewhere. Pray.
Okay. One more thing I can add is that we've had this problem, or at least we have had this problem. Us two people.
You and Kath.
Kath and I forgot people are listening to this, not just watching. Hello, if you're only listening,
readers.
Shout out to you. Anyway.
Hello, readers.
Yeah, if you're just reading this with your ears.
We love our readers.
Yeah, all the ear readers, shout out to you.
Anyway,
what I was going to say is that something that happens sometimes is that people want to, like, shed their old persona and become a new persona.
Yes.
And sometimes you are a part of their old persona. Ooh. And it's nothing that you did wrong. It's just that you're a part of their old persona and they don't want to be that person anymore. So they shed you as a part of it because they're making this new wild persona, whatever it is, and you just can't be a part of it. So sometimes you didn't do anything wrong, they're just shedding that. Just move on.
I think this is a frying pan of truth moment, honestly.
Oh, I think so,
because that is the truest thing.
Hold it up, lady. Ooh. Hold it up high.
Yep.
Honesty abounds.
Good question. Glad we had that.
Yeah, I'm sorry you lost your friend. It sucks.
We're gonna talk to someone else now.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Special guest.
Ooh. Someone else.
We have a guest. It's Lisa's Corner, and we have a guest this week by the name.
Oh, we have a bad guest.
By the name.
We have a guest back by popular demand, all the way from Minnesota. Her name is Pam McGinnis. She's walking in this. Everybody, clap.
Welcome, Pam.
She's walking in the studio right now. It's always a good time. I wanted to get a little bit of a perspective. Remember, the opinions of Pam McGinnis are not a reflection of anyone else on the show. So if you have a problem with Pam, take it up with Pam.
Yes.
Not me. let's figure it. Okay. Hey, Pam, how's it going?
Pam.
Oh, it's great to be here. I love to be back. You ladies are so radiant. Such a fun bunch. Oh, thank you, Pam. Thank you. So we wanted to get some love advice from you.
Ooh,
we've had a problem over our lifetime, I would say. You know, it goes in and out, but we have a problem with our ratio. You know, one of us has been in a relationship for a while. Nobody else has seemed to be able to get it down long term. So we just want advice, like, why, for people in general, just tell us, why are we single?
Mm. Ooh. Ooh. Tell us, Pam.
All right. I like to be honest. You know, it's difficult sometimes, but I think it's effective. Why are you single? In my day, it would be you weren't hanging out at church enough, you know? Where are you going to meet a nice guy? Not in an alley. Oh, I have used that strategy. I can tell you it does not work from experience. So, thank you, Lisa. Yeah, where you're hanging out is a big factor. Number two might be your scent. How do you smell? It's hard to have a conversation with someone that smells like a garbage disposal. Number three, how are you dressing? You know, there's that big EDM DJ my son is a big fan of, Marshmallow. He walks around with a bucket on his head or something. He's very rich and successful, but if you imitate his behavior, you might stay outside of a relationship. You know, your clothes need to let people know I'm a radiant, young specimen with a lot to offer, a lot of personality, a lot of perks. And finally, how are you talking? How's your accent, you know? If people have a hard time understanding you, they're going to have a hard time getting to know you and getting close with you. So just think about your accent and your scent and your clothes. And hang out at a church more. And I know, you know, there's a lot of religions in the world. Maybe you're not a Christian. Maybe you're something else. So whatever you are, just go to the church. Maybe and just stand outside and, you know, see who comes in and out. You might meet a nice person there. I have to go. I think I burnt my sweet potatoes. All right. Thanks, guys. I'll be back soon. Thank you, Pam. Wow.
Thank you so much.
Amazing. That was some really good advice.
Really thinking about my set now.
Really glad to have Pam. I know now that we've seen some reaction from our past episodes, there were some people who are not too happy with her. But I love good controversy, so oh I had gosh. To invite her back.
Oh, I didn't know that. I love Pam personally.
Yeah, some people, I don't know why,
Pam
but
can be triggering.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
Pam's
so
cool.
What do they want
it's
Pam
hard
to do?
To do interviews when you're tired. I'm like, come on, Pam. Like, I got to get the juice out of her, but like, falling asleep. It's going to be a wacky episode, damn telling you right now. Anyway.
Well, I'm glad you came. Pam, thank you for coming.
She's already
she's gone.
Gone.
Oh,
she's
thank
gone.
You for leaving.
She burned your sweet potatoes.
Wow, Christina doesn't like her.
She left her honesty podcast friend.
Like Pam.
All right.
So, Danny.
Oh.
Do we have a story?
We have Ooh. A story. Oh, we have a story.
And this story is so on theme because...
Because it's the story of the song.
Oh! Oh.
So let me just take you back. Oh, Amy Whoa. Gave me a nice introduction there.
Thank you.
Let me just take you back. I'm sorry, guys. I'm really having an anxiety attack right now. I'm not lying.
She's
so
amped.
I'm like really like tweaking. So... Oh, let me take you back to a minute ago. Just gonna say that a long time ago, and I'm starting to talk like Pam. A long time ago. So, I really, really, really liked this boy, like more than I probably ever liked a person in my entire life.
Whoa!
And it was intense. And looking back, I'm not really sure why, but it's okay.
Danny.
In the moment, I'm just saying. In the
bless
moment,
bless his heart.
Pam
bless
would say everyone has admirable qualities.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, this is my story, not Pam's. I
True.
Was obsessed, and we had our little thing or whatever, because no one will ever be in relationships these days.
Ratio.
Yes. And it lasted a minute, you know, like it was like a month and a half or something. It wasn't that long, but it was fine. And it went, well, whatever, I'm not going to go into the details of that because it was a long story, the whole progress, which I should have, whatever the point is. It ended, okay? It ended with him ghosting me. He stopped talking to me out of nowhere, and it was on when we were on, like, good terms. Like, we didn't get in a fight. I didn't do anything weird. At least I didn't think I did. I didn't do anything weird. He didn't really do anything weird. He just randomly stopped talking to me. So, at this time, I was really good friends with a lot of his really good friends. Not friends with them anymore, but I was. And so I asked one of them, a girlfriend. I would never ask a man about his male friend. And I said, I was like, so, like, what's going on? Like, he hasn't talked to me. Like, he's being weird, whatever. And then she's like, oh, he doesn't like you anymore.
Great friend. Woman.
Like, okay. Garbage bag woman.
I was like, thanks. Okay, cool. So he didn't like me anymore. And we kind of were talking a little bit after that. He like texted me or something. I don't know. It was really weird and unclear what was going on. But the obvious thing was he wanted nothing to do with me. And I do not know why to this day. Like, there were some weird things that apparently I may have said a couple offensive things about him that he may have heard, but they weren't like direct insults. Like, I would never like directly insult someone.
Are you sure?
Or like, yes, it
was. She's like, they were just backhanded jabs.
Probably. I'm serious though. But it was nothing to warrant like ending an entire thing, like calling me psycho names, literally psycho, calling me weird names, like talking trash on me to all of my friends, like stuff like that, weird stuff. And so he wanted nothing to do with me, and we ended up having this conversation. An actual honest conversation for once. And I was like, hey, it was over text, of course. And I mean, I wanted to call him, but it's fine. He didn't want to. And because again, he hated me. And I was like, what's going on? He was like, why do you hate me? He thought I hated him. I was like, I don't. And he's like, blah, 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 blah. Said a bunch of weird stuff. Ended up saying he didn't like me anymore. He stopped talking to me because he doesn't like me. Nothing I did, he just didn't feel that way anymore. Mm-hmm. And so then I was like, oh, okay, cool. Obviously, you could tell I wasn't happy about it. I wasn't jumping for joy.
Like, oh, wow, so great.
Yeah. And then he was like, so are you okay?
What?
It's like,
do it right.
He's like, sure. I was like, it's fine, whatever. It's
that's
not
like he just pushed you into a bathtub and then took a little dishcloth and was like, do you want to dry off?
Like, literally, about like that. So he said, and I quote, okay, well, I guess that's it then. And then.
What a heartless.
And then I didn't really talk to him. Jeez. I mean, I've spoke to him after that, but that was the end. That was the end. And up until that point, I had written Galaxy, which you have all heard, and I had like been obsessed with him, and I was like, he is the pinnacle of all things. He's gonna love me. He's gonna come back. Like, it's so great, whatever. Mm. I don't know why. I was very delusional. And then once he said that, like, we had that weird conversation. He was so not nice to me and just like cold. Like, he was so cold. He was like a different person. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, okay, well, I guess that's it then. And then I was like, all right, well, that's it. So then I wrote this entire song. I basically just wrote it in one in one sitting. I just like sang it. Like, I didn't write anything down. I just sang it. And it was actually inspired by Lauren. Lauren, I showed her the conversation and she was like, you should make that a song. Okay, well, I guess that's it then. That's a cool title.
Jeez. Wait, he said, like, yeah. Are you okay?
And something you said
something
lines.
Like that. And then you said, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he was like, okay, well, I guess that's it then.
Yeah.
Yikes.
He basically said, I don't like you anymore. Is that fine? And I was like, yeah, sure.
You're
and
like,
then he
no,
said,
I
okay,
rejected.
I guess that's it then. And then he ended the conversation.
He needed your permission to like, not like
it.
You.
Wow. That was it. Yeah. He was trying to like feel better about himself or something. I don't know.
He really
either way.
Needed it.
Whatever, you know.
He's like, I punched you, did it.
That
hurt?
Happened, and then I cried, literally. I cried about it a lot for months and months and months and months and months.
Yeah. RT.
Quite recently, I want to say 2 months ago, 1 month ago, snip, snip, I haven't been upset about it since.
RT.
So that's good. I've obviously clearly been a little heated about it because it's a dumb situation, but I'm not sad about it anymore, so that feels good.
Good for you.
And a lot of good songs came out of it, so.
True. A classic, moving on, letting go. No, just kidding.
He was an inspiration.
He was.
He really
he was.
Was
very inspiring.
He was nice to me before he changed into
He was. I heard
we were at like a hotel.
The Netherlands or whatever.
I heard like a whole conversation of them FaceTiming.
He was really nice.
Cool.
He was a nice guy. And he just changed. And like I said earlier, people change and it happens. And he cared a lot more about social status and his high school and this, that, and the other thing than he cared about me. So I just had to accept that. And
life's rough. Get a helmet.
Whoa. That's where Boy Meets World.
I hate that.
Eric Matthews used to say
it's
that.
It's true. Put on a freaking helmet. Then you can handle
and
everything.
I did. I put on a helmet, and now I'm
know.
Better.
What is the helmet of truth? What's the metaphorical helmet?
I don't really know. It's like
God.
Your own confidence.
Dang,
you're like,
life's
I
hard,
have
like,
my
protect
own self-esteem.
Yourself.
Self-esteem helmet.
Or it could just be never put
God's
your heart out
love
there.
Helmet.
No, no, God's love.
God's love.
God's love. She just looked at us like, guys.
It was so sad.
Amy and Savvy are
God's love. Depending on the day and the moment and the reason, maybe.
That was so sad.
But okay. In the middle, I started listening to what Kathy was saying, and I got really confused. So I was like,
thank you.
Great story.
That's been a great segment.
A
thank you for
Danny.
Listening to Story Time.
I just want to say that on our to-do list right here, it says 5, Story Time, Danny. Tell the story of the text TM. It doesn't say trademark sign like we usually put the trademark sign. It literally says TM. Just the letters TM.
I didn't know how to find that on the computer.
Yeah, half the readers are going to have no idea what that means.
Well, no.
Trademark?
TM, like trademark.
It's not that common.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
All right, ladies. Let's take a turn.
For the worst!
No, wait, for the better!
No, let's take a turn. Let's take a turn for the tall. Because Catherine is nice.
Wow, when the only identifiable trait about you is your height.
Okay, I got a better.
Wow, let's, never felt that.
Let's take a turn for enlightenment or some kind of cool trait, you know?
Let me think of a good one. Let's take a turn for the olive-toned skin.
Oh, and she's wearing an olive shirt.
Yeah, okay, the olive. Okay.
Take a turn for the olive.
Fun fact, I used to eat a can of olives every night.
Okay, that's
good.
Cool.
Really?
All right.
Yeah. It sounds like you're the weird subject of a Shel Silverstein poem.
Yes. Okay.
When you recite Shel Silverstein. Okay. So, your favorite segment of the whole podcast, question of the day with Kath.
Did you just diss Sappy Thoughts?
No. I don't know. I was just trying to brag. Okay. What is something that you let go of that you never thought you could? This is in the theme of letting go. Okay, well, I guess that's it then. So what's something that you let go of?
I will start. Remember how in If It Isn't You, then I was like, feels like I'm never going to move on. Like, I'm so obsessed with my Justin Bieber. I'm like, sorry, not just, I almost said his name. Anyway, more of a story is I got over him and I let go of him. So if Justin Bieber asked me on a date, I wouldn't know who I was talking about in the song.
I would say, who's that again?
I would
say yes.
Of course I would.
And then Selena Gomez would kill you. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. Well, I used to have a problem where I hated washing my face, so I would sleep with makeup on like every night. I could wash it in the morning but not at night. Ooh. So that was a problem that I had, and I got over it. Now I can wash every night. Isn't that crazy?
That's disturbing, honestly.
Well, but I'm glad you think that.
In a non-offensive way. Can I just add that to everything I say and it'll work? No.
Oh my gosh.
I wish.
This might be, a little deep, but something I let go of that I never thought I could is letting anxiety rule my life.
Ooh, yes.
It's definitely a factor in my life, but it's not like the leader. I'm the one leading.
It's not a monarch.
Good. Yeah, that's good. It's not the tyrant. So there you go.
I have this incredible ability to have crushes on people for literally years and years and years and years.
Oh my gosh,
I'm dead serious.
Ability.
Like my first crush was 7 years long.
What? Oh, gosh.
I've had a crush on guys for 5 years, seven years.
Sis. Oh. How old are you?
48.
Well, a lot of these go on at the same time.
But play up.
I like.
So. Maybe he's got like a deck of cards of crushes.
No, I literally let
He's like, it's Wednesday. Hey, Chad.
Oh, no. Chad. That would never work.
Chad Michael Murray. No, just kidding.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It looks like he just bought a whole block of cheese.
He
does. Okay, anyway. Moving along.
And then, yeah, I just somehow this year, well, more of like a year or two ago, and then it like cemented it all this year. I literally just got over all of them.
Good.
And we're still like friends or whatever, but like I'm like, why did I like you?
Good one. I like it.
That's cool.
Lisa?
That's cool. That's cool.
I know. You're okay. A worm collection.
Oh my gosh. That was not real. Honestly, what's coming to mind, well, this is a dumb example that leads to a bigger topic of yesterday my little brother's ate two or three of my protein bars or when they spent the night. I woke up and I went to go grab one and I was like, there's only two left. Where did they go? Did I eat them all? I was like, oh my gosh, the boys ate them. And I was going to text them and roast them. Then I was like, you know what? I don't know. Usually I get really, really stingy, but I'm like letting go of my stinginess slowly.
Oh,
but
that's good. Thank you.
I can think of like three occurrences over the last 10 years where I chose not to be stingy.
Wow.
So, you, lady.
Oh, got it.
Do you have anything?
I already went.
Cheers. Oh. We all went.
She didn't even know.
Dang it. She doesn't have one. She's like, I never let go.
Doesn't even care.
I never let go.
I very much just want to keep the map for something.
I'm a reptile. A reptilian.
What? Cold-blooded.
I'm constantly,
she shed her skin.
I'm cold-blooded and I'm constantly shedding my skin. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So I let go of things all the time. But okay. I was trying to think of what. Here's a simple one. Here's a non-deep simple one. I let go of biting my nails. You see these?
Yeah.
Long. Oh. Freaking long. And you know how long it took to let go? How long it took to
how
let
many
go
years?
Of it? 20. Three.
You know what I let go of? My fake
what?
Favorite color.
23 what?
I let go of my fake favorite color.
You didn't say years. Okay. It took like 23 seconds. 23 years to stop biting my nails. All I did.
Hours.
Listen, all I did. Get one gel manicure. Buy a nail file. That's all I did. Every time I wanted to bite my nails, I filed them. Now I file them all the time.
I can't get over it. The satisfaction of ripping half my nail with my
nails. I do that all the time. I rip it off all the time. It's
I'm more of a cuticle ripper.
Oh, no.
Do
that.
That's worse, honestly.
All right, well, okay, moving on.
Next. All right, guys. I think we should hear from the
short one.
Yeah, I was trying to think of anything to identify with Amy.
Huh.
Amy with versus.
Seems like
okay.
Like,
yeah.
Moment's short is it? The, well, height is short. The defining factor.
Okay.
The giggly one.
Oh,
the
I am.
Giggliest,
one.
Loudest one.
Hey,
loudest
guys.
Voiced.
So today, we're going to talk.
I didn't say what's called.
Oh.
It's Amy's current crisis.
Ba, ba, ba.
But it ain't going to be current. It's going to be
a throwback.
Oh. Ba, ba, ba. Wait, now, I try to be like the sound effects where it's like
no.
Like the Vine one, yeah.
Take us home, Amy.
Hey guys.
Take us home.
So,
I don't know.
I've had many a crisis in my day.
Yes.
Many a crisis.
We heard.
It's a personality trait. But when I was a youngin', around the ages of 16, we had this thing called driving. And she ruined my life.
We
had to throw Catherine under the bus because my mother refused to teach me how to drive for 6 months after I got my permit, which is when you can get your license because Catherine scared her.
Wait, I'll explain it.
I did not
because
scare
no,
her.
This
you
is
did,
true.
Catherine.
I'll
what?
Explain it because what? She says that Catherine and Amy are similar because they're both very jumpy, like. They're both like that. So then, as she taught her, she was really scary. So then, Lisa was fine. But then, because Lisa's like, you know, chill. Well, you don't know that, but Lisa's very chill. So then she thought, oh, it's a second Catherine. I gotta buckle up.
She wouldn't do it. 6 months had gone by. She had not taught me how to drive. And I was literally sitting there. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm never gonna learn how to drive. I can have my lessons right now. My mother has not let me drive a car yet. And at this point, I was already like almost 17. I was very upset. So then... The first time I went driving, I actually accidentally did the gas instead of the brake. At one point, it was so scary. So then, I finally get Lynn to take me driving.
Lynn is our mother?
Goes okay. I call
for all of
Lynn.
Our readers?
I actually call my mother Linny all the time.
What?
Yikes.
Yeah, I go, hey, Linny. And she goes, hey. Anyway,
cool.
So then
cool.
I finally get her to take me driving, and it goes okay, and I keep begging her and begging her, and she'll take me like maybe once a month. Catherine, and you're distracting
sorry,
me.
Sorry, Danny looks like E.T.
Okay. because she's wearing a
red hoodie.
Look, I'm engulfed in anxiety, okay? I'm just trying to make
okay, give the woman some space. Come on, Amy, go
it's
for
okay.
it.
It's okay. So
love
then
it.
She would take me driving like once a month because we were so freaking busy. So then... A year goes by, and my permit freaking expires. So I have to go get a new
just
permit.
Just like her hope.
Yes.
Whoa.
And I actually cried so bad because Alex is getting his license, or his permit, too. And I was like, he's going to get his license for me.
Wait,
I'm never going to get my license.
Who's Alex?
Alex?
Alex is our brother.
Your younger brother.
My younger brother. He's 13 months younger than me.
Wow.
And everyone's like, wow, Alex is so capable. He'll probably be a way better driver. Whatever.
Hey, so, I have to say, he failed his test, and you celebrated
it.
Did.
Like,
I'm really glad.
Okay, I'm getting that point of the story.
Sorry.
So then,
yeah, you're
then
giving it away.
I go to take my finally get to take my driving test. Like I go in and they won't let me take it because the back like turning signal is out or something. Thank you, all of yous. Just you three.
Oh, we did not maintain that shared car at all.
Exactly. So
true.
Then I go back about like this was August 28th and I went back on October 7th. And then on October 7th, I went back and oh my gosh, I failed horribly. So badly.
Wait, and how old were you at this point?
I was 18 years old.
What made you wait?
18.
How did you fail so bad? What happened?
I was just such a bad driver.
like examples.
God was not with me.
Did you stop in the middle of an intersection or something?
No, he was just like, It was just not going well. The guy after the test, the scary guy, he looked like a really, like, he literally looked like a homeless man. Like, he was really, like, I was really, he was like this not very nice dude, and I was like really scared. And then he's like, after our test, he comes in and he goes, "We need to talk about her driving. Her lane changes are erratic." I start bawling. I'm literally sitting there in the DMV crying my ever loving eyes out. And then Alex, I'm like, "I failed." And then Alex is going to get his license and I'm going to be dead. And then, by the grace of Jesus, he failed too.
Wait, can we talk about what we did?
Then we came home.
Wait, this is my thing. This is Christina's idea.
The credit. They jumped. I was so embarrassed. I thought I was going to come home and everyone was going to laugh at me.
What? And then, but you had a nice lady on your side.
Yeah, so I just opened the door.
Everyone else,
and then
it
was my turn. They jump out and start yelling, "I get knocked down, but I get up again."
No, we had the song playing.
Oh, I had it already.
It was really encouraging.
Was crying.
And then the Lord granted me a miracle. Because, I don't know how it happened, but I became like a passable driver.
Were you going to say great? And then you're like,
I'm going to say okay. Then I was like, that's passable. And then 2 weeks later, I go in. This is October. No. It was late September. And then October 14th, I go in. Or 15th. I think it was one of those days. I go in. And then on that day, Alex and I were supposed to go in on the same day to take our test. Alex got struck with the stomach flu that my entire family had. So I went in because I was well. And I got my license 1 week before him.
Before him!
Only because of the stomach flu!
Oh, no, it keeps going.
I finally got it. I literally screamed when the guy said that I passed.
I started
screaming in the car. It was really weird.
Oh, my God!
He was like, "What?" I was like, "I'm sorry. It's been 2 years." And then my friend at the time, we had this like thing, and I was like, "Okay, I'll call you when I get my license." And then I called him on my home, and it was great. And then pretty soon after that, like in the next year, I was talking to what's her name, Tila Dunn. She took her driving test from the same man.
Can I interject something really quick? This is bringing back a memory of my own test. This will literally take 1 second. But when I took my test, I did so horribly, and for the freaking parallel parking, I was so far from the curb, and it took like 10 minutes to do the test, and I was certain that I had made a grave error, and that's why I had gone back. And then she was like, "Yeah, you passed." I think she was just tired of like her job or whatever, and she was just like, "Whatever, I'll just let her pass. Like, she probably won't kill anyone." I didn't kill anyone, so that's good. But
yeah,
oh, no.
That was the story of the time that I got my license after 2 long years. That is 4 times what it's supposed to take. Wow. 4 times.
You know what? I just reflected and realized, like, you don't scare me with your driving anymore. Like, yeah. I mean, you veer into the shoulder sometimes and it goes,
but don't we all?
Doesn't. I don't. Every time Amy drives. No. You know those little grooves on the side?
Yeah.
Road? Every time.
I've never done it.
Every car.
She has other things.
Guys, every car with Amy. She does that every time. I don't know why.
Christian gets so mad at me.
But it's not scary. So
thank you.
Yeah. I've never felt like my life was threatened.
I've been trying to do more unprotected lifts to like stretch myself. It's so scary.
Round of applause for Amy.
Thank
she got
you.
Her license. Yeah.
And now it's been like what? How old am I now? It's been 4 years.
Woo-hoo. Amazing.
Wait. Good for you. I'm sorry. I had to.
Right. Pause. Yeah, I'm 22. It was 4 years.
22. There's so many songs. This should be the musical episode.
No. Well, let's wrap this up with
the
your old man Kath with the
Cimarelli challenge.
Don't even try to do my accent. It's not even that lady's accent anymore. It's mine.
Okay, it, Lisa. Hit it off.
The Cimarelli challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so good at accents, as you can tell.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so with the theme of moving on,
letting go.
Then we are going to assign you something very positive. So they say it takes 21 days to make a habit. Our challenge to you is to pick something that you need to let go of, some bad habit, something that's not doing you
a
right.
A person.
could be a person. Write down three ways you're going to let go of this negative thing in your life. And for 21 days, you need to focus on that, because that's how long it takes to form a new habit. Also, you can tweet us with hashtag Cimarelli Podcast, and we would love to see how y'all are applying this challenge to your life.
Hey.
Woo. Thank you for sharing with us. We went through the hashtag. We went through the hashtag
Cimarelli Podcast.
And we looked at a lot of tweets. It was breathtaking, earth-shaking,
earth-shattering.
Everyone wants more of the frying pan of truth. But you know what? Also, I don't want to overuse it, because sometimes you don't need to be that brutally honest. And it's really got to be a special time of like, you really got to feel like what you're saying, like you're hitting someone over the head. Like, boom, unconscious. It's so true. So honest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that was Lil.
Okay.
So graphic. I just want to say thanks for tweeting us with hashtag Cimarelli Podcast, because we do read it, and everything you guys share is very entertaining and awesome for the most part. So thank you so much. Well, it's time to wrap it up. So I think we're going to go to the most bizarre sister, Lisa.
Yeah.
Yeet.
All right. I just thought of this.
Oh, no.
Inspirational pondering. This is a great concept for your life. It will 100%. Well, unless you're like really panicky, I don't know. 99% this is going to improve your life, okay?
Okay.
We sometimes have a fear of ugly pictures, right? You're on Facebook, you look at, you know, oh, someone tagged me in a picture, and you open it and you're like, oh, I look so bad in that. And you're like, oh, it's so embarrassing to ask someone, like, can you untag me or whatever? Or like, can you untag yourself nowadays? I don't know, I don't go on Facebook. But the point is, you can prevent this by proactively posting uglier pictures.
Ooh.
Okay? So every day or once a week, just take that phone, lower the angle, you know, get the double chin.
Like,
do one of these, you know, like wrap your shirt over your eyebrows and like get a selfie in there. Another favorite is use the fidget spinner as like glasses and like look through it. All of these things will get people used to seeing
a much less flattering
version of you. So then if someone posts a picture of you that's just a slightly weird angle, you're going to look stunning. You're going to look so good.
Wow.
It's automatically a better picture than most of the ones you post.
Mind-trick.
So just really, it's all about lowering people's expectations, and that is my inspirational message for you, and I hope that you all get out there and dazzle.
That's amazing. Life tip.
Woo!
The Martha Stewart of this show is Lisa. So glad we get to hear from her in that segment. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you guys for joining us for this episode of Okay, Well, I Guess That's It Then. That's the Cimarelli Podcast.
This episode of Okay, Well, I Guess That's It Then.
You know what I meant.
I don't.
Thank you so much. We'll see you in our next episode. And until then, listen to our album a lot on Spotify.
Thank you. Pick up Ginger Shots.
Yes.
Ginger.
See ya.
Bye, readers.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli Podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat.